This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. It was a bit of a whirlwind day at the Statehouse today. Lawmakers were called into Concord for a special session to vote on a bill related to the collection of sales taxes when a business sells a good online. The measure is a response to a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the topic. Most observers and lawmakers were expecting a tidy resolution. But then things got weird. Here to break down what happened is NHPR's Todd Bookman, who's been covering this issue. Hey, Todd.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So, Todd, the expectation was that the bill would pass, right?
Yeah, by all accounts, I think that was the safe bet. A task force drafted this bill last week. It came out with a 17-0 bipartisan recommendation to pass it. The governor was squarely behind it. Leadership in both parties appeared to be on the same page. And this all goes back to sort of New Hampshire's long-running opposition to sales taxes, really to taxes in most forms, the so-called New Hampshire advantage.
And what would it have actually done?
Well, this bill would have created a series of hurdles. The recent U.S. Supreme Court decision in the case of South Dakota versus Wayfair, it clears the way for other states to force New Hampshire businesses to collect their sales taxes when they sell a product into that state, say online. This bill tries to disrupt that. So any state or city that tries to collect a sales tax from a New Hampshire business, this bill required them to first have to register with the New Hampshire Attorney General. They would have to pay a fee, and then they would have to prove to the New Hampshire AG that its tax was constitutional.
So 400-some lawmakers came back to Concord this morning to vote. What happened?
Well, as often happens in a citizen-run legislature, not everybody likes to simply fall in line. So the Senate voted first this morning, and as expected, it passed unanimously, in fact, 24-0. But then when it was the House's turn to vote on this bill, there was a short debate on the floor and then a vote to pass an amendment, a gutted bill, essentially. So everything about forcing outside tax collectors to register to pay the fee, that was all removed by this amendment. And the only thing left was the creation of a study commission. This passed 164-151. It was a bipartisan vote. It brought together lawmakers who probably don't see eye to eye on a host of other issues.
And this is pretty surprising, right? I mean, why scrap this bill?
So I caught up with some of the House lawmakers who voted to scrap the bill, and I heard two arguments. One was that setting up a system for outside states to collect this tax, even if they had to jump through all these regulatory hurdles, in a way, the bill was seen as legitimizing the tax. It was almost like admitting that these states, the 45 states with a sales tax, have the legal authority to force a New Hampshire business to collect on their behalf. That's what these lawmakers were arguing. And the second point I heard was that this system was going to give businesses almost a false sense of security, that by saying the attorney general needs to first review this tax, businesses may delay in paying a sales tax bill. And by delaying or failing to pay, they were exposing themselves to potential fees and penalties.
And the senators who supported the original bill, how did they react?
There was honestly a fair amount of head scratching, a bit of outrage, too. Here's Senator Lou D'Alessandro, a Democrat, reacting to the House's position.
To do what just happened across the street is an insult to the legislative process, and I find that very difficult to accept. We're equal bodies. We work hard for the benefit of the people of the state of New Hampshire. Then you take all of that work and you throw it aside and say, if it isn't my way, it's the highway. That's totally unacceptable.
He was echoed by Senate Republicans. And then Senate President Chuck Morse vowed to hold yet another special session later this summer to attempt again to pass some sort of bill. The Senate really believes there's urgency here, that businesses in New Hampshire need some sort of protection.
And what about Governor Chris Sununu? He really championed this issue.
He has been very vocal about the need for some sort of legislation, holding press conferences, calling for this special session. But this effort was basically killed in the House, where Republicans hold a clear majority. The New Hampshire Democratic Party was quick to send out a press release, as you'd expect, criticizing Sununu for failing to get the bill across the line. Is this really a political defeat? I don't know. On the one hand, Sununu certainly made a big deal about this, but I'm not sure this is an issue that most voters will have on their mind come November. It is safe to say that businesses, though, really are left holding the bag here. Those tax bills are going to start arriving from other states, and there is no clear direction, at least from Concord, on what they should do about it.
NHPR's Todd Bookman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.